USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the aftermath of the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, there's pressure and movement for different police procedures. Vice President Mike Pence talked about that in an interview with CBS News.
We're not going to defund the police. I mean, quite the contrary. I think what the president and I have in mind is action that would better equip police departments around the country with guidance and with training resources that will make sure that what happened in Minneapolis never happens again.
And in Minneapolis, City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins.
People have marched all over the world, all over the city of Minneapolis, and what they're saying to us is they want change. Not fix it, not reform, but change.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hundreds of residents were forced to flee northern parts of Tucson, Arizona, with very little notice as the Bighorn Fire raged near the Catalina foothills. Forecasters said a dangerous combination of weather conditions will keep the threat high for fires like Bighorn to spread further and for new fires to ignite. Arizona has the largest concentration of ongoing wildfires across the southwestern U.S., according to the National Wildfire Coordination Group. Other notable fires across the southwest include the Elizabeth Fire and the Lime Fire, both burning in Ventura County. The Lime Fire is the bigger of the two, with the mandatory evacuations in place, according to CAL FIRE. Meteorologists say additional fire threats should happen through next week. President Trump has chosen to delay his rally in Oklahoma by one day. He says he wants to respect a holiday called Juneteenth, which is important to Black Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Grammy-winning country band is changing its name in the wake of George Floyd's death. USA's Chris Barnes has details. What if I never
get Lady Antebellum announcing yesterday it's dropping the last part of its title. It'll simply be known as Lady A. In a statement on Twitter, the group said Antebellum is a word associated with a period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery. This comes, of course, as cities nationwide have been pushing to remove Confederate monuments, especially after George Floyd's death. Members Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood adding that they are regretful and embarrassed that they did not account for the word's ties sooner. The band also intends to donate to the Equal Justice Initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Starbucks has new gear for their employees. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Starbucks is creating its own Black Lives Matter shirt for employees to wear if they choose. The move comes after the coffee chain reportedly banned employees from wearing Black Lives Matter gear. The T-shirt depicts protest signs with phrases including "Speak Up" and "Time for Change." Social media blew up over news reports that Starbucks had told employees in a memo that they could not wear Black Lives Matter shirts or other paraphernalia. Starbucks Foundation last week pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that promote racial equity and social justice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.